last thing, Coach. You've always kind of made it a point to be a little political or take sides. And maybe there was even talk of you running for office at some point in the past. But you've made it known of your support for Donald Trump. And do you have a little Donald Trump story? Or are you looking forward to the convention coming up?
Well, I'm hoping that people understand that they put country first. You know, we hear all these slogans, but my God, come on. You can't jump out of the frying pan into the fire. And then again, it's a matter of choice. And you get what if you want it, that's what you're going to get. I mean, but, you know, don't sit around and say for 8 years, oh, we made a mistake here and there and this and that. There's no leadership there. If that's what you vote for, hey, you got to tolerate it, live with it. Hey, this country is a great country. It's a well-diversified country. This country can overcome basically almost anything. And history really has overcome anything. And hopefully they can overcome this thing we're going through now if we did it in the 60s, we overcame in the 60s where it felt good to do it, you know, stuff like that. And now that you're always going to take the opposite side because that's the side that people don't agree with. Well, I don't know if that's right or wrong. I'm sorry, man. You know, I've been around a long time, and if I don't agree with something, I say it. And if I agree with it, I say that, too. I think he's the best candidate, period.